I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Sudan is facing violence on a devastating scale. Thousands have lost their lives. Millions have been displaced. And right now, there's no end in sight. John, a gospel worker in Sudan, compares Sudan's potential future to that of Somalia. Somalia's chaos and violence have made it rampant with humanitarian crises and violations of human rights.
It's a place that has become so radical. There's not a corner where you can find peace and finding threads of human decency, let alone an awareness of the value of life that we know that God has.
But if one possible future is turmoil, Sudanese Christians can pray for another possibility, gospel brought hope. Learn more about Sudan's crises with a link at missionnews.org. A deaf visitor to your home probably views the Bible on your coffee table much differently than you do. Through an interpreter, Door International's deaf leader, Mark Sorensen.
A lot of times, deaf people will look at a spoken textual language Bible, and that creates a hearing God for them because they don't have a way to communicate or to access God and His Word in their own language.
Door International connects the deaf to Jesus through sign language Bible translation and deaf-led church planting.
Deaf people seeing that can actually connect to God in their heart language and realize that God is for them too.
There are enough barriers already between the deaf and hearing communities. You can remove some of these barriers by learning more at missionnews.org.
When I go to conferences and present to an audience, a lot of the times people don't realize what a need the deaf community has. 70 million deaf people in the world, and less than 2% of them know Christ.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You can join us here and on social media. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.